Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days, Relies, and Friends. This is Carrie. You can find me on Twitter at Diva of Dole. Please follow us on our blog, divaofdole.com. There you can sign up for our e-newsletter and Google Plus page. Facebook, we only have a page now, Diva of Days, Relies. And please also follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can subscribe to us on iTunes. And we're happy to announce that our friend Anna is back.
Hello, I'm happy to be back.
And she sounds so much better. Yes, she sounds so much better than she did last week. Like, holy cow.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And so, where can we find you on Twitter?
At Causey Hooch.
Okay, and we have Marianne here.
Hi, everyone.
And where are you on Twitter?
Oh, I'm Mama_Hooch.
Okay. And Jamie's joined us, too, which is great, but she's been pinch-hitting for Anna for about a month
yeah,
now.
Yeah, thank you, Jamie.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And how do we find you on Twitter?
At Jamie and then the letter T at the end.
So, it's so exciting, everybody here. Oh,
yeah.
I want to give a shout-out, too, to at Bob Hacka and at Amy Hacka. I always forget. I make sure I got that in the beginning. So since Anna's here, do you feel like doing the Kate update for the week?
Well, I didn't actually see the Kate scene. So
I hear
that there were some Cayman scenes. I was out of town all week, and I haven't gotten to watch anything but about half an hour on Friday. So, but I heard there were some Cayman scenes that everybody was excited about that loved Cayman. And some Kate Marlena stuff. So if somebody else saw it, if they want to talk about that, I'd be happy to yield my time to them.
Well, Kate and Marlena were babysitting the baby.
Oh!
And Roman showed up at the apartment, and he said some funny line, and I forget what it was. And there was just lots of funny banter between
I'll
the three of them.
Have to see that.
Oh, yeah. They both said, seriously, back to him? Or what did they say? Something? Or really? I forget.
I can't remember what it was, but it's funny.
Or they both said something at the same time back to him. So if anybody remembers what that is.
Oh, and that was, what, Tuesday or Wednesday?
Yeah.
I'll make a point of watching that one.
Yeah.
So, Anna, do you want to talk about Higley since you didn't want here to talk about it last week?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I just, I'm just a little worried. I mean, Kate's my favorite character, and she didn't really do Kate any favors when she was there. I hope that maybe there's a good plan in place for some writing for her, but, you know, I don't know. I guess I'm really skeptical. I mean, we used to bash Tomlin a lot, but Tomlin gave us, in the last couple of years, he gave us a great story with Blake Bear. What's his name? I forget his name now. Nick.
Nick Fallon.
Yeah, and Nick Fallon and, you know, the Cammy stuff and all the great stuff towards the end of, you know, EJ and Sammy and all. And just like, you know, I mean, he did some really good stuff. So, I know they have the ability to do it. I don't know what's happened that the train got off the track so quickly after this fall. Seems like it just went right downhill. So I don't know what they're doing or thinking. So, you know, I hope there's some sort of plan in place that will be good for some of my favorites. But, you know, I don't know. So I guess I'm kind of leery. And I don't know why these shows seem to recycle writers that failed before. I don't understand that. I mean, it's almost like politics. The only other place you can get a job or keep a job, even after you screw up and fail, is in, you know, politics and soap opera writing. I don't know.
Yeah, they don't want to
bring
in
new writers. Are there only a limited amount of people in the whole industry, and that's what they have to pull from, I guess? I don't know.
Yeah. Like, of all the writers, why bring her back?
Yeah, I mean, surely there's some unemployed writers out there that have done other shows that, you know, would love a chance to write for Dave. So I don't know. Now, this Josh Griffin, what do you guys think of him? I know he's worked for Y&R and some other shows.
I've heard mixed things about him. Like, okay. He likes to write romance, but I don't know about the stories.
He does romance better, did you say? Well, that's sorely lacking on Days. There's like no romance at all there.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah, I would consider JJ and Eve in the sack, but that's not really.
Yeah, he keeps coming back for more.
Yeah. Well,
one mixed up kid, but I don't know.
And they're still playing that porno music I saw. Ugh.
Oh, they still play that music no matter who she's she's in scenes with. Even when she's with Paige, you're playing that porn music.
I'm sure that Cassie probably doesn't like that. I'm sure that's irritating to her, too. Because, I mean, it's just really, like, do we really have to have that music every time we see her on screen?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I'm sure
so, that's annoying.
She's probably being wasted on that show.
Yeah.
I've never watched her on anything else.
But I know she's popular and a lot of people like her.
Yeah, she is popular.
I didn't really like her character when they moved her over to GH for a while. I first started watching GH back when Ian was on and came back. And I remember just pretty much fast-forwarding through most of the One Life to Live folks while I was trying to watch his stuff. But I don't know. I don't really see a point with Eve. I don't know. I guess I'm just not that into it, but
I'm just waiting for them to be exposed.
There just hasn't been a lot. I mean, there for a while, I can hardly wait to watch Days of Our Lives every night. I mean, like with the whole throwing Nick in the river and all that stuff. I mean, there was so much good material, and they were engaging a lot of the characters that I really like. That always helps. But it's like even the stories I wasn't real big on still were pretty good and pretty compelling. And now I'm just kind of like, they're all over the place. I don't even know what they're doing. I have a bunch of episodes of DVR that I'm like, I don't even know if I want to waste my time. Now, I did see some scenes with Lucas and Adrian, and I like those.
That story's good.
I love having Wally back.
Yeah, on
GR.
He's on the shows a lot.
I want to see more of him.
On the same day.
Oh, yeah, he was on the same day. Him and Ned and Justin were on
Ned
the same.
And Justin,
Yeah, the same day. Which is good for Wally.
Yeah.
You know, but I think he's going to be leaving GH, I guess. I don't know why. I don't know.
No,
how
he's
that's...
doing both. No, he's staying on both shows.
Because now he's saying that he's the father of Olivia's baby, so I'm thinking there's a storyline right there. So
yeah, he should be doing
I love Wally. He can be on both shows. I enjoy him on both.
Mm-hmm. So what'd you think of the Adrian Lucas kiss? Did you see it?
I loved it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should be fun.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, Lucas is probably going to get hurt again because I'm sure Adrian and Justin will get back together. But I like the fact that Lucas has a story, and I like seeing her in a little bit different light.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've liked their scene so far, just a different of what I've seen anyway. Yeah. You know. So. Anyway, I'm just hoping that Kate has a story sometime soon. because Clyde
been
was
on a little bit
for
now.
So long. Wasn't Clyde like in the snow for like 2 or 3 weeks?
Well, Clyde's been in the snow for a while, but he's out now.
Yeah,
he's the one that's
dead. He hurt Sunny.
Clyde defrosted.
What do you think about Victor backing down, or did Victor really back down? I'm thinking not, but
I hope not, because that would seem stupid.
I hope not.
Yeah, but I mean, you could see he's backing down because of his concern for Sonny. You can understand that, but even Rafe said something to him. You know, like, you know, he says, well, you know, he's probably planning something. I'm sure. He's going
to
lay low for a
little bit. A lot more men to take down Clyde, I would think.
Yeah, I'm thinking he's a little tougher than Clyde. I don't know. He's more experience, I guess you could say.
Bigger power base and more experience, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Since Stefano doesn't seem to be around anymore, or no Demiros seem to be around anymore.
Yeah. Or have Stefano and Victor team up to take down Clyde. That would be interesting.
Yeah, that would be. So I don't know what Chad's doing. Chad hasn't been on that. Well, of course, that whole story.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Chad hasn't.
So
I don't know what's going on there with him and Kate. Remember there's that whole thing with him and Kate?
Yeah.
Stefano? That kind of like, I don't know where that's going. Even heard too much on that.
I mean, Chad, it will be on this week. And, of course, Jordan, Buick. She wasn't on this week, which is good. But
She has not left yet, has she? Of course, we've got to remember.
No, she's not gone. She's going to be on this week. But this past week, she wasn't on at all, so that was good. But I'm sure Anna will be happy about that.
Yeah.
She wasn't on.
Very. Can't happen soon enough. Should have happened months ago.
Yeah.
But did you see the Hope 8 thing? Anybody see that?
No, I've missed that. I've heard it's really good, but I'm
really
good.
I have to admit, he does a really good job. Daniel Crosgrove did a really good job in that role.
Yeah.
You know, making you believe it at first, like, oh, he's, you know.
Yeah, we thought
he did do it.
Psycho that killed his wife, and then it turns out his son did it by accident, that he was protecting his son.
Yeah. I didn't see that. I wasn't thinking that angle. I don't know.
No.
I don't think we brought that up at all. You know, we were all thinking, you know, she was setting him up. But it makes sense, the way they told it. You know,
yeah.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, why else would she make a tape saying he's poisoning my wine, and if I'm dead, he killed me?
Yeah, because I think part of it is that she was delusional and alcoholic, and they had,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
She's an alcoholic and having mental problems, yeah. So.
Yeah. That's the only thing I could think of,
Plus, they did show that flashback of Chase when he was a baby with the gun. So they showed a flashback, so we know that it wasn't a lie, that it was the truth.
Yeah.
They showed the flashback, so.
Unless there's another twist coming. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Oh.
And then, of course, I loved Paul in therapy with Marlena. And when Marlena realized Paul was talking about, Will Horton, her face, that was priceless.
You see her jump and almost do her little gasp like she always does?
Yeah.
Marlena, the famous Marlena. Oh, you know, her little... and then... Yeah, he thought. Then she said that she couldn't continue, and he thought it was because that he was gay, and she had a problem with it. But then she finally explained, and he was shocked. And then I love. And then she was referring him to another doctor, and he said, "Well, hopefully this doctor isn't related to half the town."
Yeah. Well, this is Salem.
Yeah.
Of course, he will be. So.
Yeah. Poor Paul. You have to feel for him because he had no clue.
Yeah.
Oh,
going
I know.
On both sides. Between Sonny and Will, he had no clue on either end what was going on, and he got, you know, hit from both sides. But and then Hodge, like Will.
I see Paul made it seem like he tricked Will. He's the one who got tricked. He thought he was with a single guy. So I don't get that at all.
No. Will, I mean, Paul knew nothing about Will's background. He didn't know that he didn't tell him he was married. He didn't tell him he was with anybody. So I don't know how it could be Paul's fault, how he tricked him. And then Sonny, too. Sonny never said anything to Will or anything to Paul about, you know, he knew that he was with someone, but he didn't know it was Will.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Will is the guilty one out of the three of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and then he was trying to blame Sonny.
Yeah, first he lied, well, and then he blamed Sonny. Yeah, he's just like Sammy in that regard now.
Kind of, yeah.
The first Will denied it, that he cheated, and then he's blaming Sonny. Oh, well, you said I could go to California and stuff, but Will didn't even call Sonny at all when he was in California. So,
yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see.
Well, Will does what all cheaters do when they get caught. They lie, and then they blame it on their spouse. I think that's what they all do. Sorry, that was pretty typical behavior.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I hope Paul and Sonny get together then. And leave Will out in the cold.
Yeah.
I want no problem with that.
Yeah, I really like this Paul character and the actor that plays him.
Yeah, he's
kind
one of
like
the few new characters that I like. I think Aiden
yeah.
and Paul are the only two characters, new characters that I like.
So now that secret's out. So when's the one coming out? What was
that,
Jamie?
Oh, I was just going to say the and then Sonny was trying Will gave Sonny back his wedding ring, and
uh-huh.
Will went before Sonny was trying to tell Will that he knows that he cheated. Will wouldn't shut up, and then gave him his ring back. And then when Sonny told Will that he knows, he was trying to take the ring off and his finger. And then Will was like grabbing Sonny's hand tight, trying not to take the ring off and stuff. And I was like, oh God, Will, just let him take off the ring.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be interesting if they can come back from that, or if we're going to see Paul and Sonny get back together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm thinking Paul and Sonny will get back together, because then what would
Paul?
Well,
there's always Derek too. Isn't that his name, Derek? The one that kind of started the whole
bellhop. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bellhop. Yeah, he's the one that pointed the whole thing out to Sonny when he saw
yeah.
picture and then mentioned that he had seen Will. With Paul when he was there. So he's
yeah.
kind of the one that spilled the beans in a way, I guess.
Yeah, although Derek can be flirting with all of the guys, so that's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
that is the big story.
Actually, I mean, there were times, I think it was Friday, my jaw hit the floor with the whole Paul, Will, and Sonny thing. This, I mean, you really delete. So, I mean, I thought Sonny turning the screws on Will was fantastic. You know what I mean? He was just alluding that he was mad at Will, and Will just wasn't picking up Sonny's attitude. And then he got
mad. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
Will was
great.
Was
I really
smiling,
enjoyed that.
Happy that he was out of the hospital. That he's going to be out
mm-hmm.
of time.
Yeah, those were good scenes between them.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that with Sammy cheating on her guys that Will would pick up on this.
And, well, Sonny then accused him, of course, of sleeping with Paul to get the story.
Mm-hmm,
you know?
Yeah.
And Will denying that.
Yeah.
But
it's kind of true if you think about it, because it's not like he stopped going back over to see Paul after he slept with him once. It wasn't like after he slept with Paul, it's not like he felt guilty about it and just never saw Paul again. He kept going back over there to continue getting the story.
Mm-hmm.
Frozen in Will's face that Will was mad at Sammy for cheating on Rafe with EJ, and then for EJ cheating on Sammy with Abigail, because now the shoe is on the other foot now that Will's doing the same thing to Sonny.
Right, but he doesn't still seem that guilty about it. I don't know. He's making excuses is what he was doing.
Yeah.
Instead of really owning up to it, he was making excuses and blaming Sonny.
Up so that he got caught, not that he feel guilty that he cheated, that he feels
mm-hmm.
guilty that got caught.
To me, the highlights last week were Wilson and Paul and Lucas, Justin, and Adrian, and the Hayden
right.
story. That was really the
yeah.
good stuff. The bad stuff was the flipping Serena elephant bullcrap.
I see that elephant one more time, and she can't find it.
Yeah.
Switch it out. And he gave it away. Did he give it to Daniel? Did he give it, like, for this? Is that where it went? Or did I miss that? Gave it away, the elephant.
Yeah, he gave it away, but I don't know who has it. But. And then, of course, Eric and Serena, they slept together, which seems odd. The former priest had no problem sleeping with her already.
There's no chemistry there at all. I don't see it.
Yeah, that's another problem. Yeah, I don't see the chemistry either.
Yeah, no. You can it doesn't seem like even as the actor, Eric Vaughn isn't giving it his all either. Not like he did in other storylines with St. Paul. It's just flat. I don't think his acting is as good. I don't know if he's just not to the storyline or what, or if it's just the chemistry with the actress. Or the whole story is just bad. I mean, the writing is just bad for that story, I think. I don't know who came up with that story. Whatever writer came up with that story, that's a bad one. As bad as the Eve. Well, those are the two bad ones, that and the Eve and JJ storyline.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Yes, we needed another sex scene with EJ and Eve this week. I mean, oh, my God.
And then they're sitting there getting dressed, making us watch that. I mean, and she's sitting there with a little bra on, the bra on, and putting her shirt on, and he's pulling up his pants, and I'm there, oh, come on. Yuck. Well,
I don't understand why they do it, and then as soon as it's over, they're back to hating each other. I was like, well, what the hell are you doing? You know what I mean? And then he goes leave, and she's like, oh, I'll see you again. And he made a comment like he's going to be back. But nobody wants him back there.
He's coming back for the angry sex, I guess. That's all I can say. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, and see how everyone finds out, Paige and Jennifer. You know, they keep getting close. They're kind of dragging that out a little bit. Waiting for that to be over.
Yeah,
what other storyline is there? I guess Clyde and Victor?
Yeah.
And we saw Rafe after a long, long time. I kind of forgot about him. I thought maybe he'd get town, but he's still there. Running the club for Victor. Right now, that's all he's doing. So I don't know if they're doing anything with him or not. Coming up. Anybody hear anything about Rafe?
Yeah, he was just in that one little scene with Victor. I haven't really seen any spoilers. There's definitely no spoilers this week about Rafe at all.
No. Like who they're going to try to match him up with, give him a story. I know he's working for Victor, so I don't know. Victor will get him in, maybe to try to take Clyde down. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's the point of Rafe running this club is, you know, the investigative aspect of it. You know, kind of like a bodyguard type aspect. You know what I mean? There is a logical reason after all that Rafe is there.
I don't know. Other than they don't know what else to do with them. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I thought at first. Oh, they don't know what to do with them. But it's like, with this Clyde storyline and Clyde actually hanging out at the club and Victor's there, you know, maybe Ray figured, hey, he needed a tough guy in this club.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, Jesus. Wow, this is going to be the shortest show ever. We quit now for 24 minutes.
Gonna say the best parts were Will and Sonny. What else? But I'm trying to think what else with Will and Sonny and Adrian and Justin and kissing. I thought maybe Kate would catch them because you know she was on to Lucas anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody kissing.
Yeah,
can you hear me?
Yeah. I just saw you got hung up on, so I put you back on.
Yeah. Sorry, my call dropped.
Yeah.
I mean, this week was pretty good. I don't know why we can't come up with more stuff. But
Well, the Hope and Aiden scenes, you know, those were really good. And with Chase, and I guess he can't, I guess he'll never remember because he was so young. I guess what, and according to Hope, she's not going to, you know, she's not going to say anything. So she's just going to.
Yeah, because if she does say something, then then Aiden's son will find out and will have trauma, I guess.
Yeah, he made it kind of, you know, like he was kind of creepy there for a while. I mean, he played it really well, and Hope being scared, and they both were.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think what Roman said to Kate and Marlena. That was probably one of the funniest things. I mean, I think I could remember.
Yeah, but it's been a while since Kate and Marlena been fighting. You know.
Yeah, they really weren't. It was kind of like they ganged up on Roman together. It was funny.
Yeah. It was the same because, you know, and of course the fans know, but it would be nice if the characters actually acknowledged that Roman was married to Marlene and Kate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then Abe's sighting this week, too.
Oh, yeah. He
showed up for one investigating. Sonny getting stabbed.
Oh.
So, of course, he had to interrupt Will and Sonny because Sonny was about to tell Will that he knows, and of course, Abe had to walk in the room and ruin it all.
I don't know who we haven't talked about Daniel and Nicole and that whole.
Well, they weren't really on a whole lot.
They weren't on a whole lot. Oh, how about Teresa? Teresa and the, you know, she's. And Melanie. Melanie's on to something's wrong with Teresa. She's always Teresa's boyfriend who's working for Dr. Mandrake.
Mm-hmm.
Melanie overheard him talking to him and she.
Yeah, I think that was last week or the week before. But
that wasn't this week? Yeah, it was this week, wasn't it?
When she caught the guy talking on the phone to Dr. Mandrake?
Yeah, she caught him. But I mean, this week, didn't she go to, she went to Serena? To ask Serena's help and to try and to figure out who this Dr. Mandrake is. But then I think what I hear in a sport, she talked to Nicole. She wants Nicole to help because, she can do that kind of stuff. So that'll be.
Yeah. I just hope they don't ruin Nicole's character again through this.
Yeah.
So like, I hope Daniel doesn't yell at Nicole for helping Melanie do this skeevy stuff, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping that it comes out that whatever Serena's up to, whoever she's working for, she's talking to some woman on the phone, whoever that woman's supposed to be. So they want this elephant or whatever, but maybe, hopefully it'll come out. Yeah.
Maybe Serena's working for Kristen. That could be interesting if they tied two stories together. But,
yeah, I thought about that, too.
Could be.
Yeah.
With Harry being
involved. The only thing to make the story interesting would be that Noah or Kristen are involved.
But I don't know if Kristen would want an elephant. I mean, would Kristen want it as a present to give to Brady? I mean, it's a cheap-looking thing, so I don't get it.
Brady and Melanie on this week a little bit? I don't know.
Oh, you know what scene was really awkward and weird was Eve and Teresa versus Serena and Melanie at the Club TV Day. You know, why the hell was Serena getting snarky with Eve and Teresa? But it's Eve. I mean, she doesn't know anything about Eve. And she knows Teresa is...
The actresses were on One Life to Live. That was probably why.
Oh, yeah, and Teresa... It's Eric's cousin, and she knows that. Yeah, and it just seems so awkward. I can see why Teresa and Melanie were going at it, but I just understand Eve being dragged into this fight, and she had nothing to do with it. It just seems like, hey, let's just have women bitch each other. It just seems too contrived and lame.
Right.
Yeah. Unless Steve and Serena secretly know each other or something.
Who knows? Yeah, that character Serena, that's just, it hasn't clicked since she's come on.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Like, she could leave and it, you know, wouldn't care. I wouldn't mind having Nicole and Eric and Daniel in a triangle or something. It would be a lot more interesting than Serena.
Yeah, or Brady in the mix as well.
Yeah.
I like Melanie and Brady as friends, but not together. Brady say, "I love you" to Melanie already. Like, after
sleeping
together, they...
No.
I don't know. Did I hear? I don't know if I heard that.
I'm pretty sure that's what he said. I think after the first time they slept together, I think Brady told her that he loves her. I'm like, what? They only slept together one time.
Yeah, they hurried that way too much, too fast, too. Them sleeping
together. Yeah, especially with them talking about going on a date, but they never actually went on the date.
And they were going to take it slow. And all because Sonny got hit over the head. Or whatever, or stabbed. I mean, the stab.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which that's the thing too. Reminds me, Millie's gonna use Nicole to find out about Dr. Mandrake, and it's just kind of like the mirror thing or the Kiriakis thing, you know. Like, everybody hates Stefano until they want a favor from him. You know what I mean? So, you know, everybody hates Nicole.
Yeah, it's like the heroines of the show use the bad guys for their own advantage, but when they don't like them anymore, then they're pure evil and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's always the bad guy's fault when the bad guy turns around and, maybe blackmails or extorts or just holds it over someone's head that they helped them out. Well, that's what happens when you have to ask a bad person for a favor. You know, that's part of the package. They're going to hold it over your head. You know, I mean, you're a fool. You don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm sure that will happen to Nicole because they're just ruining her character so much.
Yeah, I guess the point is, it's hard to even watch her anymore. Is it? Well, all that, she was groveling to Daniel this week again. She went on another apology tour, which I missed because I missed last week. This past week I saw it, I didn't see the week before. And Daniel said he didn't want to be friends with her anymore. I'm like, jeez, where the hell did that come from?
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hate what they
Daniel
do to Nicole
one
all the time.
Daniel and Eric should be the ones to apologize to Nicole, not the other way around. Because I know what kind of person Nicole's like, so they should have known what to expect from her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's see what happens when it comes out about Serena and that Nicole
mm-hmm.
was right about Serena.
Mm-hmm.
They won't apologize to her, probably. The same old, you know, it'll be something else that she'll get in trouble for.
Yeah, but really, this elephant crap, that's not nearly as bad as all the horrible things Nicole has done, so.
Really? Yes. Yeah. Oh, we saw a little bit of Peggy McKay, too. She came in
yeah.
and kind of interrupted
Will
and Sonny for a couple minutes. Yeah. And, of course, she had to bring up the wedding and everything, not knowing
yeah.
what was all going on.
Yeah, I'm sure that made Sonny feel even worse.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't nice for Roman, though, to give the ring back to Will to give back to Sonny. I thought that was a really sweet gesture mm-hmm. on Roman's part.
Yeah. Well, hopefully when the new writers come or... new old writers, whatever, particularly voting for the show before, but hopefully some of these new characters they get rid of.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you guys that. With the Higley coming on, which characters do you think are in trouble of getting axed, and which characters you wish get axed?
Well, the ones that I want them to get rid of are probably the ones that they're going to keep around. That's probably the problem. Like, I want Serena gone, but they'll probably keep her around and get rid of someone that I like, so.
Yeah.
What do you think, Marianne?
Well, I heard that she, and I think Anna had said it before, that she, I don't think she cares for the, you know, wrote very well for Kate or Marlena, although I can't see them, either one of them leaving.
Sure hope not.
Yeah, well, no, they're, you know, they're too integral, I mean, to so many people in Salem.
I mean, on the other hand, though, they did get rid of Marlena before, so, or Deidre before.
Which
so.
They did, yeah, true. Well, Serena's one that can go. Well, of course, we know Jordan's already leaving, so, but Serena, Eve, Paige, I don't know what story, I would like to see, you know, the Will Sonny thing continue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. She could come in and go a completely different direction.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's done it before. I mean, they did it before. So mm-hmm. when she came in, she was going to write certain things, and she turned around and didn't say what she was, you know, going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. That's what my biggest concern is, that she'll drop the Will Sonny Paul story, which we like, and continue the stories that we hate.
I don't know.
I would love if she brings the Daenerys back.
Paul,
you know,
at least
but.
I have a feeling Paul will be around for a long time. I have a feeling. I don't know. I hope that they give Kate something to do, of course. And I'm looking forward to seeing more Wally, so I hope that happens. And then, Adrian Lucas, so like, I mean, I don't want to think about any actors getting at per se, but.
And I'm having trouble hearing you.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if it's your phone, but hard to hear you.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, that's better. Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah, we're like.
Yeah, we could. I mean, of course, I wanted to write for Kate, and they could do, and Chad too. Chad's awesome. We need Chad, and then. You know, we know Melanie's not going to be long term, which is, you know, fine with me. And then, of course, Daniel could leave, and I wouldn't miss him. Trying to think, Nicole depends on the day. I mean, I wish they'd write for Nicole, write a good story for her.
Oh, I love Nicole.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I don't know. I just, I don't know. The
I
story
hope Nicole adopts Kristen's baby that Kristen stole from Teresa. That's what I want.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be good. I don't know. But, I mean, like, the Serena thing is a complete waste. Love Hayden. I want to see more of them. And, you know, I like Clyde and Kate. I just haven't seen a lot of them lately. But the Ben and Abby, I mean, both
kids. Oh, forgot about them. Oh,
they can act, you know, all that. But I don't know. I still don't see a lot of chemistry between the two of them.
Yeah, Ben is another character that if they got rid of, I wouldn't really miss.
I don't know. Brady and Melanie, I don't know. I honestly haven't seen enough of that because I've missed enough episodes I got to catch up on. But I used to like their brother-sister dynamic. So for me, having them together, I don't know. I've got to see that to kind of see if I like that. But
give us more T and Rory. I like those
what?
Two guys. Give us more T and Rory.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. I know.
Remember they were
going to
put
Maxine
and Abe together, but they never did that.
It's the little bit players sometimes that kill the teams that are the better ones than the ones that are on
definitely.
All the time.
And Ann Milbauer, we haven't seen her this week at all.
And
so.
Ann, yeah.
I don't know.
Hopefully for the 50th anniversary they do something good, but she'll just screw
up. No, I'm not holding my breath for that one. I think we're going to be disappointed. I'm hoping for the best, though. We need to do flashbacks and bring a lot, you know, bring back a lot of people and... I hope they do it, but I don't know. Probably won't have the money to do it, for one thing. I guess that's a big thing. NBC would have to come up with some money.
And they're not even promoting that the 50th anniversary is coming up in November either.
No, right. I mean, GH did it from the beginning of the, you know, for a whole year they said about it, promoted it and everything, but Days hasn't really said much. Doesn't seem to be. I haven't heard anything. Much.
Yeah, I mean, they did the Christmas parade thing, but that was about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, ladies.
Hey, we got Jen on the phone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. The scene with Roman,
yes.
What he said was, the place is still standing with the two of you in here.
Oh, okay. And what
funny.
Did they say back? Did they say really or seriously or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's what he said.
I hope he gets a storyline.
Yeah. They could put Roman and Kate back together. That'd be nice.
I would like that.
But they don't even go there. We don't even know they were. They don't even talk about them, that they were even ever a couple.
Yeah.
We have Kenneth on the line, too.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, babies. How you guys doing?
Good.
Oh, okay, so I've been out of the action for a little while, so I'm gonna have to catch up. I finished my movie today, finally. Oh my goodness.
Yay.
I'm so glad to be back with you girls. Well, okay. Let's chime in on the writer's change. You know, it could go either way. It could be really good, or it could be really, really bad. And I think I like the idea of having Josh Griffith on the show. And as far as promotion for the show, you kind of have to have something to promote. And so what would you promote at this particular time when you have just brought in new writers?
Well,
you know,
I'm thinking about, like, promoting the 50th anniversary. Like, they should say 50th anniversary of Days of Our Lives coming up in November and then show a bunch of flashbacks or something.
Well, you know, that could possibly happen, you know, because with some of those flashbacks, you would probably want some of those people, you know, to be back, like Sammy, like Teresa's, Kimberly and Shane, and I mean all the old people. So, well, the older, the veteran actors. So, you know, I don't know. I just think they could go either way with that. And, you know, it kind of makes me wonder, too, how much of what is written is actually the writer's work. Because remember, you know, if you have executive producers, so they can change stuff at will. You remember when Ed Scott was the executive producer, which I actually liked Ed Scott, but... He had told Allison Sweeney to change some things, and long story short, he got fired or whatever else, you know. But he was a good EP while he was there. Now, I'm gonna try to remain positive about it. I'm kind of surprised that there hasn't been some sort of interview or some sort of something that hasn't come out yet that talks about as far as what their plan is, or so to speak. I read somewhere that Dina didn't want to really get involved with the with the social media thing again because people were so negative and so mean. And I kind of understand what she's saying, but a lot of times too, you can be out of tune to what's really going on. I've been looking on these message boards for certain things, you know, just to see if anybody had any insight. And it's really, really interesting. And there's a lot of people out there that really, I'm not going to say gay bashing, but they don't want to. They say it has kind of gotten out of control with the whole gay story and stuff like that. And they attribute it to losing viewers and stuff like that. But you know, that's probably the most contemporary thing because hey, we're not going anywhere anytime soon. So you might as well just get used to it.
That's the story on the show, so.
You're not going away, right?
Yeah, well, I mean,
I think it's the best story, actually the best storyline that they have.
You know, I certainly do. You know, and so I'm hoping that this break that Dina has had, this hiatus or whatever else you want to call it, has humbled her or whatever the case may be. I mean, we don't exactly know the issues, but you know, you kind of scratch your head like why would you write that particular story? What sense does that make? You know, why would you do that? And so, I want to understand why would you have two co-head writers to begin with? That doesn't make sense. A little information about Josh Griffiths. He falls under the Michael Malone tree, who is a well-renowned novelist, and he's very detailed. He's very detailed in everything that he does. Everything is planned out to a T. When he was on One Life to Live, he wrote not Griffin. I think he might have been Michael's co-writer, but he wrote a story that was based off one of his books or something like that. I don't know how he incorporated a book on his novels, but it won tons of awards. I think it might have been the year where One Life to Live had won some awards that year. I mean, he's very, very detailed.
Wow. What story was that?
Something about I think it might have been a murder or something.
The Killing Club.
Yes, that's it. Thank you. That was a very, very good story. It was well written. And so he incorporated it into the soap. Michael Malone did. And so that's who Josh falls underneath. He worked a lot with Michael. So you may see a little bit of those influences. It was a political thing over there. Much so like it is on Days. I don't think they didn't give him enough time to really do what it is that he wanted to do. But you know, so much of what goes on behind the scenes is never really. It's always the writers that get the axe when the problem could very well be someone else, whatever the case may be. And I really wish that they would open it up at least listen to what the audience has to say. I mean, you have to keep our attention with things. As far as Stefano and the Damaris, I love the Damaris. I think it's time for some new energy. Stefano has rode this ship as much as he could. I think they when Marlene and Daryl had the show, they did a great thing by having Ian in. If I was them, if I was Dean or Josh or whatever else, I would bring Ian back in as you know, as well, back as Stefano's brother, and let Stefano take a back seat, or whatever the case may be. It is rumored that Paul is could be a Demira. So that's interesting. I read that today. I want to say it might have been on one of those. I think it was soaps about soapsabout.com or something like that. But just some things that are not working. I think Cassie De Paiva is a great actress. I think what they need to do with her is to kind of retool a little bit. Is they might need to mix some things up. Well, we may need to have another disaster type of event to kind of change some things up. Don't mean we have to kill anybody off or whatever else. But you know, some people can ride on off in the sunset or whatever else. But you know, we need to get back to not dragging these stories out. Let's have a couple of stories that's maybe 4 or 5 months a story, whatever. So these stories don't have to drag on until Jesus come back. I mean, let's not do that. You know, we need to get back to, you know, keeping it interesting, you know, bringing back our cliffhangers. Let's get some better music to go along with our show. You know, 1 o'clock, because I see the show at 1 o'clock here in Arkansas, and so 1 o'clock should not be my nap time, you guys. it should not be my nap time. Should not be my out nap time or whatever else. You know, I think with this whole JJ thing, I think the title of the, and now this is just my title. I've given each storyline my own personal title, and I just happen to like JJ's title, the one I gave his story the best. It's called The Night of the Milf Seeker. That's what he is. Cassie's probably in her 40s, if not pushing close to 50. And JJ is, you know, I guess his character is either transitioning into his adulthood, or if he's not already there. We really don't know how old JJ is per se.
Well, he just graduated high school, so he's probably 18 or 19.
Night of the Milf Seeker, honey. That's the name of that story that he's doing. My thing is, I think they might have, going back to the whole writer thing, I think they might have looked tried to seek out other people. I just think that they were not interested because I think Sherry Anderson she's a casting director now. Oh no, not a casting director. I'm sorry, agent or something like that now. So you know, she would be kind of working herself like a racehorse if she would have be doing that.
Of course,
and then at the same
new
time,
writers or something, not bring back old ones that have failed before.
Well, you know, like I said, you know, it's kind of like a double-edged sword. If you bring in somebody new who's not familiar with Dave's history, then you're going to have, you know, kind of like the clusterization of fuckery that you have now.
Great to bring in someone that's a fan of the show that knows how to write as well.
Well, you know, like I said, I would say that's a good thing too. You know, I seriously believe that there are better ways of doing things. I'm all for bringing in new EPs. I think, you know, it's a new, keeping everything current and contemporary, and but also staying relevant to history, but making it having a modern feel. So, you know, Greg Ming and Lisa DeCosti, whatever the woman name is, they can ride off into the sunset together and drink peach tea for all I care. They can, you know, bring in some new energy. You know, I wouldn't mind having Ed Scott back. He was pretty good. He was pretty good at when he came in. They started winning when they started getting recognition for things. I loved Ava. I think they wrote her into a circle because she was a fabulous actress and she won an Emmy for her role. Brooks won an Emmy for his. Will won one. He went back three times for his. There's only one person that has ever done that in history, and that was for the character that played Billy on Young and the Restless. And so, you know, it's just one of those things. I like to be optimistic, and I think that's what we really need to be pushing for, is positivity, because there are people out there that are trying to kill Days of Our Lives, you know, because like, well, why would you bring Dina back, you know? Well, you know. What, you know, who else is out there? Who would be willing to step up? You know, I don't know if Lorraine Broderick would have. I know she had done it before, but you know, there were some issues because she didn't. After 3 days, she said, "You know what? I'm out, deuces." And you know, I don't know. Now, as far as the stories are concerned, I don't know what the whole deal is with these elephants. That doesn't make sense to me. I don't know if we're trying to go on a safari or something, or if they have some type of monetary value.
I think Serena wants to join the circus. That's why.
I mean, she didn't have to. She didn't have to steal no elephant to go do that. She can just go get a real elephant and ride on one of them and ride on out, deuces. Let's see. Melanie and Brady is going to be interesting because I think that's going to bring in. Now you're going to have a square, not necessarily a triangle. You're going to have Brady, Melanie, and then you're going to have Teresa and Krista. And
well, Krista's only back short term, so.
Well, I mean, she could be. She could be back a long time now.
Find
that Josh,
out the baby is Teresa's, I'm sure.
Well, you know, Josh Griffin really loves her. So he may, they may be trying to redeem her because she interviewed, you know, she's on that reality show, Beverly Hills Housewives or something like that, and somebody interviewed her, and she said that in this light, she's seen differently. Now, I do realize that when we first see her character is still written by the old regime. Now, whether or not if she's there while the new writers are there now. My hope is that they can keep her and bring her back to before James E. Reilly got a hold of her and turned her into this person. I mean, it's okay. I mean, it's okay to have that, but I would much rather her be more like of a Marlena, some person who you know, they're not defenseless, but at the same time, they're not going to let you come up here and walk over them or whatever else, you know. So, you know, so we have to reestablish the family and do it the right way, You know, they can add a couple of new wrinkles and some more rainbows in there. It's all right. It's all right. The East Carolina's all right. We need to add a couple more wrinkles in there. You know, Maxine and Abe need to be together. Establish the African-American part of it, too, because you just have two on there. We haven't seen Theo in I don't know how long. And Maxine mm-hmm. is on there every now and then, just in a hospital, you know. So we got to have some continuity, you know, some structure. You know, you got the hospital, you got all these different scenes, and I mean, don't none of it connect. So it's almost like a fantasy, almost, not necessarily reality. So you know, let's establish a family because you know, Lexi's gone. So, you know, Maxine's more. She's capable. So, you know, let's get her a real story. Let's put her. You know, there's a wonderful story structure in one of these boards or something that kind of had it all laid out. Let's make Maxine put her over the nurses and so you know, let's bring in some new energy. You know, give Maxine more to do. Where's her family? You know, we need to explore that more. Bring her and Abe together. You know, let's make them the main and not the supporting. You know, you have to have balance. Move these stories along, and get rid of the stories that are not, because the stories, the bad stories make actors look bad. They could be great actors. But the stories that they're in could just make them just be horrible. So, you know, there's, I'm just, Lord, I know you can hear me. Please don't let them F it up this time. That's my prayer because my thing is this, Days of Our Lives is the only form that we have left that's on NBC. And
you guys do
a show on Days of Our Lives every Saturday. So I don't want to miss that. You know, I don't want to miss that. You know, I don't want you guys to go away. You know, either, you know, you guys could turn into GH and you know or whatever else, but you know. I'm just hoping that they do it right. Ken Cordae needs to just do it right and sit on down somewhere. Go on a beach somewhere and drink a Mai Tai and sit down somewhere. And you know, you can still run. You can still be over something and not run it. You just sit down somewhere. Greg Ming and you know, do it right. Do it right. I'm through. I'm off my soapbox.
Yeah, we're all
Target back, right, Kenneth?
They keep going.
Kenneth, bring
Target
back, right?
Well, you know what? They dropped the ball. To be honest with you, they did drop the ball because Vargas, at first, we know we were all thinking that Vargas and Hope, because Vargas, you know, he's quite delicious looking. Should have stayed, and Ian should have stayed, and you know, just missed the mark because for whatever reason. But I thought Ian brought a wonderful energy to the character in here, and the mayors had not been relevant for you know up to, I can tell you how long. I go back and I look at those episodes back in the 80s on YouTube, and I see Renee and how she got murdered and all that stuff. I mean those were delicious. And I mean, at that same time you had the whole rape story with Kate, and I mean everybody had stuff to do. Everybody had things to do. I mean, and the cruise ship Cruise of Deception. I mean those things. I mean, it wasn't corny. It was everything was just subtle. I mean, it was as it should be. It was not just creating drama, but you talk about when everybody. I mean, when it was real, real good. I mean, that's when you had. That was when you could have your steak, your baked potato, and I mean, a delicious meal. That's what Dave's was at the time. A delicious meal. Now it's cheap takeout. I mean, no. Yeah. I mean, no. I mean, we have to do it right. We have to be advocates for change. And, you know, we have to speak out. And that's what I've been doing on Twitter the past couple of days. I've been sending the NBC Day stuff all the time. You know, do it right. Do it right. I mean, that's all. We're not asking you to be perfect. We're asking you to do it right. You know, right now, it's kind of boring to the sense because, I mean, you can kind of see it that they kind of ran out of gas because, I mean, you got people, I mean, just doing stuff that's kind of out of context for them from how we originally saw them in our minds before. I mean, Nicole really doesn't have anything to do. I mean, I pray for her daily. That's all I got to say. I really wish somebody or something would issue something out about what's to come and what can we expect. Or whatever the case may be, because cancellation is not the answer. I don't know why someone would start that rumor. It doesn't make sense to me anyway.
I don't want the show to be canceled, but it just seems like it's heading that way.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting because if you look at other shows, I couldn't tell you how Bold and the Beautiful is number two. I mean, I couldn't tell you because I mean I see for a 30-minute show, all you have. Brooke has been married to Rich. I don't know how many times she broke off and she was with I still know him as Brad. I forget his name. On Bold and Beautiful, but then she go back to Rich, and then go back to Brad, and then go back to Rich, and go back to Brad, and now she's trying to get rich again. And so I mean, it's a lot of the same issues that we have in here on Days. It's the same issue they have in elsewhere else, but because Young Arrestors got money, and they got pool, and they got people in their ear, you know, they tend to. Put more money into that into that racehorse instead of the clients there they got over here at Days, and if I'm not mistaken, Cordae gets 1% of that too. He gets 1% of that because Sonny owned both of them. It's just
yeah. And the other thing is Days' ratings. They were terrible this past week. They tied a record low.
You know, if I'm not mistaken, all the shows, they said Young and Restless ratings were low this week. You know, with all they have going on over there. And so, you know, it doesn't make sense. You know, nothing makes sense. I think it's done strategically like that, on purpose, for whatever reason. But you know, if you write a good product, I've always said this, it's just like a basketball game. You know, you may be rated the number one team in the country, but if you don't write good stories, but if you don't play good defense, your probability of losing the basketball game is a lot higher than it would if you did play good defense. So all I'm saying is, you know, there's nothing for any of these shows to reinvent. You got to do it the right way. Tell stories. Make things. You know, people want to. Let me ask you a question. This is for anybody who wants. This is for anybody who wants to answer a question. Who wants to answer? What's the purpose of watching TV? What do you hope to gain from watching TV?
Entertainment.
Escape. TV. Entertainment. Yeah.
Okay.
To get away from it, you know, to relax, to unwind.
Do you believe you can have entertainment and stories that brings the entertainment out, but also focuses on things that are actually happening now?
Yes, because they've done it before.
Would you be more eager to, would you be more willing to watch that and investing in that?
Yeah.
That's what they need to do. That's what they need to do. I mean, everything that, you know, how would you guys feel if Days had a primetime feel to it? I mean, just like one of those things that kind of just, I can't believe they did that. I wonder what's going to happen next. I wonder what's going to happen now.
And you're getting away from the soaps, and I'd hate that, you know, genre to go away.
Yeah. I mean, my thing is when you add unfamiliar elements to things that didn't need to be messed with, that's the issue that you have. And so we need to have the entertainment, but at the same time, we need to have that, you know, those stories. Just like, oh wow, I can relate to that. I can relate to that. There's the only thing that's relatable on the show is the gay storyline. Because I mean, for one, it's written well. I mean, you would think Queens wrote it. You would think Chris. I mean, you would think gay people wrote it. But, you know, and I don't know if they have certain people that write certain stories, but my thing is, okay, don't put all the responsibility on one person to do one thing, okay? It's like a group. It takes teamwork to make the dream work, you know what I'm saying? So that's what they need to do. So I'm hoping that they start saying something. Because I know that Dave's is up for renewal in September, and so we're just kind of hoping that at least get another year out, kind of see, because we're stuck with these stories for a pretty lengthy time, probably up until August or September, before the new material comes out.
Probably.
Hello.
Hello.
What'd you say?
Oh, I said probably August.
See, I mean, and so now, I mean, so ratings are going to continue to dwindle and dwindle and dwindle. You know, if this, I just don't understand the whole filming in advance thing. It just doesn't make sense to me. I mean, I want somebody to, if someone knows something, please explain this to me. I know we said saving money, but it just doesn't make sense. I mean, is the salary cap different for, I mean, it's not like they blowing anybody away with the sets that they have. They probably at least have three I know of the Horton House, the hospital, and Eve's bedroom. I mean, that's how we say. I mean, so I don't know. They're trying to save money and film. I'm just saying, we don't know if they're gonna rewrite something to kind of. We just because we're so far out, so we don't know of any of the changes. We have to sit here and suffer through, and I don't think that's fair. No other show does that. No other show does that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
I've been complaining about the lack of sets for years, and it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse.
Bad, bad at wardrobes.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Kiriakis Mansion is uglier now.
Yeah, the Demira Mansion's ugly.
I mean, we haven't even been inside of the Demira Mansion, really. I haven't seen Stefano's hideous picture. Haven't seen Kate's. Haven't seen Kate's the same as picture. We just had. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Sonny hung his picture. Oh, not Sonny. If Chad hung his picture up there. Yeah, they made a painting of Chad and stuck his ass up there. I don't know.
Well, it's a smaller room now.
So I'm hoping Josh can come in. I'm really saying Josh more than Dina, because Josh is very much more structured. And, you know, I don't know how much Dina had control over her stories, but I know for a fact that Josh Griffiths himself is so he's much more structured. He's someone that would actually have a plan. Would actually have everything outlined out. So hopefully
he saves us.
And hopefully we won't have any major changes for behind the scenes, because Lorraine Broderick, you just got to keep her. I mean, you just got to. I mean. Why would you do? I mean, why would you get rid of? Well, why would you? You know, she's good at what she does. If I'm not
Well, when they said that Barry Tomlin and Chris Whitesell were out, they didn't say anything about other writers leaving. So I'm sure she's staying.
Well, okay, we'll just keep our fingers crossed. Does Ken Corday have? I mean, do any of the writers have any Twitters? Maybe we can try to see, you know, what's going on. I mean, because I tweet.
Well, Greg Mingjoy just joined Twitter.
Is Melissa Salmon still with the show?
I think so.
Okay, I know she has a Twitter somewhere. I just gotta find it, but I'm invested. You know, a show does not hang around 50 years, and it not be any good. You know, so my thing is, we gotta make it right. Dave's gotta make it right, and I'm gonna try my best to try to find as much information as I can, as far as. You know, they may not respond to me, but you know, at least I'm gonna try something, you know. And why change? That's why I don't understand. Do they have these writers on a certain contract to say, okay, well, you're gonna be with us for 6 months, then we're gonna cut you? Because
realize that the current stories. Most of them suck, so they just want to bring in new writers.
This is my thing. Why wait so long? We've been advocating change for 3 months now, at least. I know since October, we've been talking about this.
I don't know. Some of the things that they, decisions they make are so weird.
I'm off my soapbox now. I love y'all, by the way. If I had said it before.
Thank you.
Okay, so time to wrap things up. Does anybody else have any parting words for tonight?
Hope the show gets better.
Yeah, I don't have much faith in this week coming up. It seems like it's more.
Yeah, I mean, I've read spoilers for this week. Yeah, it's mostly Jordan and
Oh, I got one other thing. The guy that was in, the guy that told the thing on Will, the bailiff, and they said on Facebook that was his last. The last time we would see him was last week. So I think he's gone.
Who's gone now?
Who's that?
Bellhop. Yeah, the bellhop, the other gay guy. He's gone.
Oh, Derek? He's gone?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to hear him move around and be part of the story, but that sucks.
I think they said he's gone. They showed his picture. And he was on the coming and going thing. They got him as going, so. Who knows?
Yeah, I thought Sonny might have slept with him or something, but.
Well, see, okay, that's the thing that made me mad. Okay, because, okay, I think, and then I'll be through. I think Sonny got mad at Will because, okay, yes, Will did cheat on him, but at the same time, Sonny and Paul had some moments, because he wanted to sleep with him several times.
No, Sonny said, oh, I can't be with you because I'm married to Will. No, he backed off.
I know, but it wasn't like he didn't think about it because he wanted it. He wanted it. He said, well, if you loved me, you would have did this. And my favorite line of the whole week was when Sonny told Will, you whored yourself out for an article.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm gonna use that. You hoard yourself out for us for an article, for a story.
Mm-hmm.
That right there, I dropped the mic on that one. I'm through. I love y'all. Let's wrap it up. Let's go.
Okay.
But when you said that, didn't Will say something like, oh, well, I got a lot of hits, or something like that? Wasn't that kind of his response? He was bragging about how many hits he got.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a big story for Sonic. And yeah.
Oh, how come y'all didn't tell me Deidre Howe was 67 years old? She don't look 67 at all, y'all.
I don't know.
She is 67.
Yeah.
That's good. And Kate is 61. I said, honey, I hope I'm cute like that when I'm 67, honey. Yes, I didn't know that. I found it out today. She's 67 now. Wonderful.
Okay. Well, I think I'm gonna head out now.
Yeah, me too. I gotta go to work tomorrow. But thanks so much for sharing with us, Kenneth and Jen, Anna and Marianne and Jamie. So hopefully we'll talk about you next week. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. I'm glad Anna feels better.
Yeah.
I don't want to apologize too because I didn't. Sometimes I think I might have taken over, so I want to apologize for that.
That's true,
not my intention. But I will say my movie was a major success, a major hit.
Congrats.
I cannot wait to bring you guys along my journey with me. I love you guys so much.
Yes,
and until
keep updating us.
I will. And until we all meet again and thereafter, may God keep you and keep you and keep you and bless you immensely. I love you guys so much, okay?
Oh, we love you too, Dennis.
All right, and I shall see you in Twitterverse.
All right.
Dennis,
everybody. Bye.
Good night.
Good night.